Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 42 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Brian Courtney.
So we all come rushing back in again to a code, what we call code red.
The Rowan County school system is prepared in case of an active shooter situation.
The Boyd County Detention Center underwent an extensive search of inmate areas yesterday.
A Maysville man is voicing his support of the legalization of medical marijuana in Kentucky.
Lawmakers are moving quickly to pass Marcy's Law.
Rowan County Superintendent supports a bill that would no longer allow students to do classwork from home on snow days.
In sports, UK tries to snap its two-game losing streak tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Snow expected tonight with a low around 29 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Two people are dead and 19 others injured during a school shooting in western Kentucky this morning. An unnamed 15-year-old male was taken into custody shortly after the incident began. One unidentified student tells WPSD she was eating breakfast in the Commons area when the shooting started.
It just doesn't seem like this should happen. Like, I can't even, I'm just startled, I'm still trying to gather myself that this is actually happening.
The FBI and the ATF are assisting local authorities and the Kentucky State Police to investigate the incident.
In the wake of the school shooting in Marshall County this morning, Rowan County School District takes some comfort in the training and preparation they have done in case of a similar incident. Rowan County Senior High School Principal Dr. Ray Ginter says his school has practiced what to do in case of an emergency situation. Ginter says during the last drill for an active shooter, the school was able to account for more than 1,000 people within the high school in just 7 minutes.
For the police, you know, if something like that would happen, they have to arrive at the school. They are practiced in school, so they practice the school shootings. All police forces, all EMSs, buses know which roads would block everything.
Ginter says it would be very difficult for someone to enter the building during school hours because of the safety measures in place.
The Boyd County Detention Center underwent a large-scale shakedown yesterday. According to WSAZ, teams of officers were searching for drugs and cell phones in inmate cells. Deputies searched more than 220 inmates and 32 cells over a six-hour period. Officials with the detention center say they didn't find any drugs or cell phones. Last year, 10 inmates overdosed at the facility.
One person is dead following an early morning fire in Bourbon County Tuesday. The Bourbon County coroner says the fire broke out at an apartment on 502 High Street in Parrish just before 2 a.m. Tuesday. Firefighters found Troy Michael Clifton, 47, unconscious inside. WKYT reports firefighters attempted to perform CPR on Clifton as they transported him to Bourbon Community Hospital, but life-saving measures were unsuccessful. His body has been taken to Frankfort for an autopsy to determine a cause of death. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
A unity event will be held on the campus Thursday evening following the vandalism at the University of Kentucky Jewish Student Center. Rabbi Shlomo Levitin told LEX 18 last week that he was still awake late Monday night after counseling a student and heard a commotion outside on Columbia Avenue. When he looked outside, there were about five or six individuals, including one who damaged the sign in front of the building. Lexington police are investigating that incident. The event will be held at 7 p.m. in room 321 of the Jacobs Science Center on the campus of the University of Kentucky.
Kentucky lawmakers are moving quickly on a proposal to award constitutional protections to crime victims. A House committee on Monday advanced the proposed constitutional amendment to ensure victims have a voice at criminal proceedings of their alleged assailants. That puts the proposal one step away from reaching the statewide ballot. If the measure clears the full House, Kentucky voters will decide in November whether to add it to the state constitution. The measure has already cleared the Senate. Known as Marcy's Law, the proposal would guarantee that victims have the right to notice of court proceedings, the right to be present at judicial hearings, the right to be heard at pleas and other proceedings, and the right to avoid unreasonable delays.
Rowan County Superintendent Marvin Moore supports a Kentucky Senate bill that would no longer allow the state's public schools to have their students do classwork from home on snow days. Senate Bill 73 eliminates the non-traditional instruction program within the next 3 years. After passing that chamber unanimously on Tuesday, the measure is now headed to the House. The program lets districts send work home with students during snow days, so they don't have to make those days up at the end of the year. Moore agrees with proponents who argue that it shortchanges students when it comes to their educations and creates disparities among the Commonwealth school districts.
Because I think we all need to be on the same page, and if you got something to send, like homework, filling out the information, just returning back to teacher and grade it, some will be able to do it on the computers, but we have a lot of students that don't have technology at all at home. And for those students, I think that that would be a barrier that I don't think would be good for kids.
For those reasons, Moore says he's worked to keep the non-traditional instruction program out of the Rowan County school system.
Officials have released the audio of the 911 call Rand Paul made after he was allegedly attacked by his neighbor. Rene Boucher is accused of tackling the U.S. Senator on November 3rd, breaking several of his ribs. Paul called the police shortly afterwards.
911, what is your emergency?
I was assaulted by my neighbor, and it's not a life or death thing, but I'd like to have a police car come by.
What's your name, sir?
Randall Paul, P-A-U-L.
Boucher has been charged with assaulting a member of Congress as part of a federal plea agreement. Federal prosecutors say they'll recommend a 21-month prison sentence.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more are available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Morehead State University and Morehead State Public Radio.
A public ribbon cutting will be held this Friday at 3 p.m. for Maysville Community and Technical College's new Rowan Campus Center. Construction on the $28 million facility at the MMRC Industrial Park wrapped up in late November. With classes scheduled to begin there in early January, MCTC Chief Operating Officer and Rowan Campus Director Russ Ward says the school's facility and staff faced down the challenge of getting moved into the building before the holidays.
There were spots that were difficult, but, you know, we had a couple professional moving crews that came in to do some of our heavy equipment and boxes and just things that we needed to get up and running. And, you know, faculty dealt with, you know, personal items in their offices. And other than that, it really went pretty smooth.
The new MCTC Rowan Campus Center is 87,000 square feet and features 28 classrooms and labs. Kentucky Community and Technical College System President Dr. Jay Box, MCTC President and CEO Stephen Vasek, and State Representative Rocky Adkins will speak at Friday's ribbon cutting.
Morehead is still playing the waiting game as it looks to finalize the purchase of the land for its planned police and fire station. Since negotiations for the site are still being finalized, Mayor Jim Tom Trent won't specify its location, other than to say it's close to downtown. Trent says after doing some surveys of the property, city officials are still working out some key details about some old deeds with its owners.
We're waiting to hear back on them from that, and once we do that, like I've told you, that'll be one of the best. I'll be so excited to come in and tell you that because we've literally talked about it since day one I've been in the office. I think we're right there, so that's something that the council's committed to. I know the police and fire and other folks are very excited about, and really it's just going to be a community. It's going to be such a great thing for the community.
Trent remains hopeful that Morehead will be able to begin building its new police and fire station by later this year. The city hopes to spend no more than $4 to $5 million on the project, including its land.
Morehead State University is hosting a blood drive. The drive will be held in Button Hall from 11 to 4 p.m. on February 5th and 6th. Denise Fields is with the Kentucky Blood Center.
This time of year, it's really important because the winter weather has caused us so many cancellations of other blood drives. And now the flu season's going crazy, and so a lot of people aren't able to donate. So it's very important for these winter blood drives to be successful. And we're counting on Morehead State University and students and staff to really come out for the drives.
There will be another blood drive in Moorhead February 10th in the Kroger parking lot in the KBC's Bloodmobile. Donors must be 17 years of age or 16 with parents' permission, provide a photo ID, and weigh at least 110 pounds. To schedule an appointment or get more information, call 800-775-2522.
The Russell Board of Education has run into some problems while trying to sell its building. WMKY's Kinsey Thompson reports.
The board recently relocated to a facility closer to the district schools in Flatwoods. The board is now trying to sell its former building on Bellefonte Street. The building was appraised at $171,500, which was higher than the board expected. According to the Daily Independent, the board's first attempt to sell it was unsuccessful. It received only one bid, which was much lower than its appraised market value. The board still has two other options for selling. They include finding a buyer that's willing to offer market value for the building or selling it at a public auction. However, before any of that happens, the board must consult the Kentucky Board of Education first to show that it has done its due diligence on the matter. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
The coyote population in Floyd County is on the rise. Officials are warning residents to exercise caution when hiking or walking their pets. City of Prestonsburg has placed traps in less populated areas, which has concerned some residents. A video of a coyote caught in a trap along the Sugar Camp Mountain trails received a lot of attention online. Mayor Les Stapleton tells EKB-TV the traps are not harming the animals.
It's the most humane way that we could possibly catch them and still be efficient enough to try to eliminate some of the coyotes. It basically just closes up on a leg. It doesn't break their skin. It doesn't break the bones.
Officials say that many deer have been killed by a disease known as blue tongue, cutting down on the food source for the coyotes. This may cause them to act aggressively towards humans. Mayor Stapleton went on to say that if anyone is having issues with coyotes, they should call Prestonsburg City Hall at 606-886-2335.
The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce and the Kentucky Society for Human Resource Management ranks Ashland's Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital as one of the best places to work in the state for the third consecutive year. OLBH is among the 100 companies to make the 14th annual list. It was part of the large employer category in which only 32 companies were selected. Our Lady of Bellefonte is one of only 8 hospitals in the Commonwealth to be honored. Kevin Compton is the hospital's spokesman.
350 anonymous surveys of our employees say how much that they enjoy their place of work. So that really says a lot about the environment that we provide, but also it says a lot about the care really that our patients get because they have happy workers who are working with them and working on them to provide that care.
Compton says to make the best places to work list is an honor for Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital, let alone to make it for 3 straight years. Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight cloudy with snow flurries possible, low around 29 degrees. Wednesday, cloudy again and cold with a high of 37. Wednesday night, lows getting to around 25 degrees. Thursday, sunny with a high around 47. Thursday night, clear and cold with a low around freezing. On Friday, sunny with a high of 59 degrees. And for the weekend, rain showers with highs in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s. Here with your current temperatures, we have Moorhead at 42 degrees, Flemingsburg at 41 degrees, Ashland at 44 degrees, Inez at 46 degrees, Lexington 41 degrees, and Winchester 41 degrees.
On our feature segment today, all facilities at Greenbow Lake State Park are back up and running. WMKY's Sean Delaney has more.
In 2015, a small fire at the park's Jesse Stewart Lodge damaged the facility's complex electrical system. Gil Lawson is with the Kentucky Parks Department. He says the damage to the lodge was minimal.
Repairs were made that included the repair of the electric system. We had to repair the roof and several other parts of the lodge building.
The lodge was reopened last year, but officials with Greenbow wanted to go beyond just repairs, so they moved their headquarters and staff down to the nearby marina and got to work on a number of renovations and special projects.
We also did some work in the dining room, reconfigured that. We've been able to add 2 new conference rooms for meeting purposes, which will make the park a little bit more flexible as far as working with groups. We also removed the awning that was at the front of the lodge and kind of opened up that area. We've added a few new signs and painted a few areas, so this is overall taken probably a year and a half to complete, but the park is open and operating, and all of our facilities are open there.
Parks Director Stephanie Poplin told the Ashland Daily Independent that her staff tackled all the challenges they faced. All the full-time staff were stuffed into a relatively small space during the renovation period, which, according to Poplin, benefited her team. Now she expects the park to run more efficiently. Along with the new hardware, the facility features upgraded software as well. Free Wi-Fi service throughout the park has been upgraded. So, as the months go by and the weather warms up, Lawson says he hopes people will stop by to take advantage of what Greenbow has to offer.
You know, we're open. People who are interested in either scheduling an event or checking out the restaurant probably should call the park. But it's open. The lodge is open. We're renting our lodge rooms again. The campground will be open this spring and probably in March. And we look forward to having folks out once the weather gets better.
For more information or to schedule an event, you can call 606-473-7324. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Sean Delaney.
It's 4:46 and 42 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Brian Courtney, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, reminding you to drive safe and smart this winter. Before traveling, check weather conditions. Allow extra time and avoid traveling in severe weather. Remember to slow down, provide extra space for other vehicles, and always wear your seatbelt. The Rowan County Fiscal Court and Road Department appreciate your patience, working to keep you safe on the road this winter.
That'll let her up. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Kentucky basketball team will try to snap its two-game losing streak tonight at 9 o'clock when it squares off with Mississippi State at Rupp Arena. Despite the Wildcats' slump, Coach John Calipari is not panicking, saying he was encouraged by their efforts in last weekend's two-point loss against Florida. However, as UK looks to get back on track, Cal says the Cats can't commit 16 turnovers, as they did against the Gators.
Second thing is you got to create shots so we can have easier baskets for each other. You know, lastly, I would say we got to make 6 to 7 threes a game. That means between 15 and 18 threes, and you got to make 6 or 7 threes. Who are the guys making them? We make those, we're fine.
Like UK, Mississippi State is 14-5 this season, but the Cats own a 10-game winning streak against the Bulldogs and are 94-20 lifetime against them. Louisville plays tomorrow night. The 15-4 Cardinals are slated for an ACC game at Miami. Coach David Padgett's crew have won 4 straight, and he says his players figured out something very important after their tough loss to Clemson on January the 6th.
We got to focus on being a good defensive team. Our offense will be fine. You know, we'll have games where we can't shoot the ball well. That's where we just got to rely on defense. And you know, our guys have just been working extremely hard in practice every day, and we're playing well because of it.
The Cards game with Miami will tip off at 8 o'clock. The Morehead State men's basketball team has won 2 of its last 3 games, and one Eagle veteran says he knows why. Junior forward Lamontre Harris says MSU's numerous freshmen and sophomores are starting to make some serious contributions to the squad.
We work hard every day, day in and day out, so the young fellas was prepared. It was definitely prepared, and you know, that's just from us going hard and staying consistent with it in practice.
The MSU men's basketball team will try to hike its 2-6 record in OVC play Thursday when it visits second-place Murray State. The Racers are 14-5 with a 6-2 league mark. The Morehead State women's basketball team also visits Murray State on Thursday. It's the first of 2 road games for the Eagles this weekend, as they also visit Austin Peay on Saturday. Coach Greg Todd says his team is looking forward to the road trip.
It'll be good to get on the road. We've actually played, I think we're 8-1 against non-BCS schools on the road. So they only lost to Jacksonville State. We had a couple that were under the weather that game and played them pretty tough. So the road has been very kind to us, and we'll have a good Murray and Austin Peay team to deal with this weekend.
MSU is 14-7 on the year with a 5-3 OVC record. Murray State is 7-12 overall, 3-5 in conference play. Rowan County's basketball teams have 16th region action this evening. The Round boys are at home to take on Russell at 7:30. This will be the Vikings' fourth game in 6 days as they attempt to make up games that have been canceled due to weather. With the regular season ending in just over 3 weeks, Coach Sean Thacker calls making up those contests a big challenge.
We're probably not a big, strong, physical team that can handle a NBA schedule, and we're staring at one right now. You know, you don't want to play too many games in the last week of the season. You know, you run the risk of injury and fatigue going into the district tournament. So, you know, our practices may be games, I guess.
As for the Round girls, they will look to stay unbeaten in 61st district play and add to their four-game winning streak when they visit Fleming County at 7:30. The Morehead State baseball team has already started preparing for the 2018 season. Coach Mike McGuire says despite some problems caused by recent cold and wet weather, his players have been able to get in some important individual work.
You're kind of limited what we can do with our indoor facilities other than, you know, play a little catch and, you know, hitting the cage. But, you know, pitchers have been getting on the mound. They all got on the mound for the second time since they've been here this weekend. And, you know, we threw live to hitters this weekend inside. And so hopefully Mother Nature's going to allow us to get outside more this week.
Full-scale team drills for the baseball Eagles begin on Friday. They'll start the season on February the 13th down in South Carolina in a tournament against UMass Lowell. One of those players hoping to win an outfield spot this spring with Cincinnati Reds is Jesse Winker. Joining the Reds last season as a 23-year-old rookie, he hit .298 in 121 at-bats with 7 home runs. An MLB.com scouting report applauds the left-handed swinging Winkler for having an advanced and patient approach at the plate.
While the hit tool is ready, it's unclear how much power Winker will have when all is said and done. He definitely has extra base ability and did show more over-the-fence pop during his time in the big leagues, albeit in a small sample size. Winker's arm is fringy at best, and he's a below-average runner, so he might fit best in left field long-term.
Winker, though, will have to push past three veterans in Adam Duvall, Billy Hamilton, and Scott Schebler to win the starting spot in the Reds' 2018 outfield. The Kentucky football program has made a coaching move. Mark Stoops has named former Arkansas assistant Michael Smith as the Wildcats' next wide receivers coach, replacing Lamar Thomas, who was fired earlier this month. Smith had spent the last 5 seasons at Arkansas. And finally, quarterback Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma and Lamar Jackson of Louisville, along with Stanford running back Bryce Love, are the finalists for College Football's Lombardi Award. The honor goes to the nation's top player based on performance as well as leadership, character, and resiliency. At sports for WMKY, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball hosts Tennessee State for a doubleheader on Thursday, February 1st. The women's game begins at 5:15 p.m. and the men tip off at 7:30. Tickets and information from MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Market indices finished mixed today as the NASDAQ closed at a record high on particular strength from the stock Netflix, which surged on stronger than expected subscriber growth. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually showed a small loss of 3.79 at 26,210.81. The broader market was stronger as the S&P 500 finished with a gain of 6.16 at 2839.13, and that is an all-time record closing high for the S&P 500. And as mentioned, the NASDAQ composite particularly strong, finishing with a gain of 52.26 at 7460.29, and of course that is an all-time closing high for the NASDAQ. Netflix said after the close yesterday that total net adds reached 8.33 million subscribers, well above street estimates, and Netflix's stock surged 10% today. Dow Components, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers all reported better-than-expected earnings and revenue today. Verizon, another Dow component, posted a profit that missed expectations, while revenues did pass analyst estimates. Wall Street also looked to Washington as a 3-day government shutdown concluded. During Monday's session, members of the Senate managed to secure a temporary arrangement to keep the U.S. government open until February 8th. Shares of Whirlpool were particularly strong today, finishing with a gain of 3.2% after the president approved a 20% tariff on the first 1.2 million imported large residential washing machines in the first year and a 50% tariff on machines above that number. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.86% at $64.75 a barrel. Gold was up 0.625% at $1,340.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks finished with a small gain, with the Stock 600 index finishing up 0.16%. And in Asia, stocks were very strong, with the Nikkei up 1.3% and the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong finishing with a gain of 1.625%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Travelers and GE. The worst performers were Johnson & Johnson and Procter & Gamble. In the S&P 500, the best performers were ResMed and Mattel, and the worst performers were Scana and Johnson & Johnson. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 8 cents at $73.93, CSX down 63 cents at $57.10, AEP up 64 cents at $68.77, AK Steel up 8 cents at $6.30, Marathon Petroleum down 2 cents at $73.14, and Community Trust Bank was up 15 cents to finish at $49.30. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSBR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include spicy Italian, Tuscan 6 cheese, Mediterranean veggie, spinach Alfredo, and Hawaiian barbecue chicken. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookies and double chocolate chip brownies. For pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Rowan County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551. Or online at papajohns.com.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast, cloudy tonight with snow flurries possible, lows around 29 degrees. On Wednesday, cloudy and cold with a high of 37. Wednesday night, lows around 25. Thursday, it'll be sunny with a high around 47 degrees. Clear and cold on Thursday night with a low around freezing. Sunny and warmer temperatures on Friday with a high around 59 degrees. And for your weekend, rain showers with highs in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s on Saturday. Temperatures dropping on Sunday with more rain and a high of 46 degrees. Currently, it's 41 degrees in Flemingsburg, Lexington, and Winchester, 44 degrees in Ashland, 46 in Inez, and here on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 42 degrees.
Support for MSPR comes from the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com, a source of news, advertising, information, and commentary for Central and Eastern Kentucky for nearly 150 years. The Lexington Herald Leader has won the 1986 Pulitzer Prize for investigative reporting, the 1992 Pulitzer Prize for editorial writing, and the 2000 Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning. A daily newspaper and more, online at Kentucky.com, KentuckySports.com, and LexGo.com.
Taking a look at some events coming up around your region, a memorial reception will be held in honor of Dino Golding, Moorhead State Associate Professor of Art and Design. The reception will take place from 3 to 5 p.m. tomorrow in the Claypool Young Art Building at Moorhead State University. MSU faculty, staff, students, alumni, and friends are welcome to attend. The Rowan County Arts Center will host Give Me That Old Time Religion, part of a Back in Time Remembering Rowan Past series, recreating an old-time revival meeting. Performances are at 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, January 26th and 27th, and at 2 p.m. on January 27th. Tickets are $10 and available at the door or by calling 783-9857. Coffee Tree Books in Moorhead will host a concert by Joanna James from noon to 1 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th. The duo will perform a variety of music styles, including folk, soul, jazz, and blues. Admission is free, and the concert is open to the public. Moorhead State Jazz faculty will present a recital at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 30th. Concert takes place in Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Moorhead State University. Admission is free and the public is invited. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Braxton Howard, Logan Pemberton, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke chipped in, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Sean Delaney. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Brian Courtney and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.